Are you ready for summer? Well, even if you're not, it's here. School's out for summer in my house, and my girls are thrilled to be done with homework, school projects, and going to bed early. So begin the long days of summertime when the living is easy. Maybe not so easy living for parents, but still, there is something about summer that draws you outside and invites you to slow down your pace. Every day becomes an adventure for little ones, even if it's simply playing with the water hose in the backyard. Summer isn't a season to stay indoors. Adventure awaits, and you can't find it on the couch or behind a screen. I've got to move and step out of the brick and mortar that surrounds me to put my feet in the grass, breathe in the smell of honeysuckle, and move into what's beyond my front door. Our family lives close to a small mountain in Arkansas called Pinnacle. It's only 1,000 feet above sea level, so my Colorado friends will chuckle, but it's our mountain, and it's always an adventure to climb as a family. It only takes a couple hours, but along the way, there are all sorts of discoveries to be made. Once you arrive at the peak, it's the best feeling. You climbed a mountain! My girls are always prepared with water and snacks, so we sit at the peak for a while and look out over the valley below on one side and also see where three rivers converge on the other side. It's beautiful being surrounded by creation, and by simply breathing in the fresh air and watching the wind blow through the trees, your perspective shifts. Without even realizing it, we've stepped into worship. In Psalm 19, David writes, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." In Psalm 96, he sings of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in it rejoicing. The countryside celebrates, and the trees of the forest shout with joy. David didn't get that inspiration behind four walls. Nope, he discovered it outside, in the fields, out under the stars, or by the sea, watching the waves crash up on the shore. All creation sings and calls us out to do the same. We must step into the adventure of what it means to know and be known by God. We have dear friends that live this out beautifully. From the day we met Chad and Mika Karger, we knew they loved the outdoors. They value what it means to go outside and be transformed by God in the process of stepping into the beauty of His creation. They love Birkenstocks, granola, and camping, hiking, running, river rafting, biking, pretty much anything you can do outdoors. But it's so much more than that. They experience the presence of God in those transforming moments of going outside and have made it a mission to guide others to do the same. In Chad's book, Go Outside, he writes this, "We are meant to sing with the sun and moon and stars. Our humanity flourishes when we are enjoying God's presence. This joy will come as we disrupt lifeless patterns and break from paths leading us to the same old dead ends. Without these disruptions, the reality of God begins to fade into the background. As we lose sight of God, we therefore lose contact with our true calling and purpose as people made in God's image. We soon find ourselves feeling frustrated and defeated at every turn. What we need is to go outside." That's the truth. Are you running into dead ends? Have you lost sight of who God really is? God is near. He knows you and He loves you and is all around you, inviting you to go outside and discover who you are in Him and the adventure that awaits. I'm Lori Klein.